So the way we evaluate things shapes our lives. So we're always evaluating what it's going to mean, pain or pleasure. Is it possible to associate pain to something that's pleasurable?
Yes.
Now, in real life, if you know something's painful, you avoid it. If you know it's pleasurable, you move towards it. You know where you have difficulty? When you think something can mean pain and pleasure. Well, you have mixed associations in your nervous system. We call them mixed neuroassociations. Neuro means it's in your nervous system, not just in your intellect. You feel it at a gut level. Now, what's interesting is when we have a significant emotional event in our lives, our brain, if its event is pain, wants to make sure we never have to experience that pain again. And even if we don't experience it personally, we see other people experience it, it's enough for us. So what do? We link up what's the source of that pain. And very often we link up a false neuroassociation, a false association in our nervous system. But it controls us then because we're certain about it because we want to avoid pain at all costs. How many have ever done this in your life? Say aye. So mixed associations stop you. False neuroassociations destroy the quality of your life. So what changes any of this and where this was established was when three things happen. When you have a significant emotional event, your brain looks for three things to figure out the cause because it wants to know how to make the commitment or the pleasure happen again, and it wants to make sure the pain never shows up. So in order to know what the cause is, it looks for three things. The first thing it looks is for something that happened recently, or recently, which means something that happened about the time you were experiencing the pain. The second thing it does, it looks for not only something that was recent, but that is unique to that moment. Something unique. Because you weren't feeling pain a moment ago, now you're feeling it. So it must be something that happened around that time that's different, unique. And then thirdly, it ideally looks for something that it has noticed has happened before. It looks for consistency. So it looks for something unique that happened around the time you felt the pain that was consistent. An example of that I tend to use is, let's say, for example, that there is a child who is crawling on a countertop. And they're an infant. So here's this child crawling along the countertop. When they come to the edge, is it possible that child will step over the edge and hurt themselves? Yes or no?
Yes.
Why? Is it because they're a stupid child? No, it's because they have no what? Who knows? No what? No references. They don't know what it's going to mean. They don't know what the consequences are. So as a result, this little baby comes crawling along and decides to explore. And all of a sudden, splat. Baby splats all over on the ground. Now, if the baby survives that fall, the baby's going to experience a significant amount of what? Pain. So the brain, your brain, the baby's brain, is going to immediately search for what is the cause of this pain because it wants to make sure it never goes through it again. So what criteria is it going to use? It's going to look for something that is what? Unique, that's happening about the same moment they felt the pain, that appears to be consistent. Okay, well, the baby's only had one experience of this. So the baby may not be able to figure out. The baby kind of notices there's green carpet around about the time they had pain. That seems unique. It was about the moment they felt the pain, recently. Maybe green carpet's pain, but they're not quite sure yet because they only have one experience. So is it possible that a week later, that same baby can be up on the same countertop, look over the edge and step over and fall again? Yes or no?
Yes.
How's that possible, stupid baby? How's that possible? Is it possible to have experience and still made back choices?
Yes.
Is experience a guarantee of success? No. A lot of people go, what's the matter with me? I keep making the same stupid decision. What's the matter with you is not that you're dumb, it's that you have not linked direct consequences to that specific trigger. So how come I keep going in relationships that are terrible? Why am I so dumb? You're not dumb, wrong question. If you say, why am I so dumb? Your brain will come up with reasons why you're dumb, and then it'll have references, and then you'll believe it. Instead, you got to realize you have experiences, but you have not created what we call a neuroassociation, an association in your nervous system that shows you this equals a consequence. Because when you link up consequence, your behavior changes, because your brain always works to avoid pain, always works to move towards pleasure. So let's say anybody goes splat again, second time, and survives. Is this a significant emotional event, yes or no? As a result, the brain's going to search for what the cause of that pain is. What's it going to look for? Something unique that happened about the same moment of pain that seems consistent. Baby opens his eyes, he's got massive pain, looks around. What does he see that's unique? He wasn't seeing a moment before. Green carpet. There wasn't green carpet when he wasn't in pain. Now he's in pain, there's green carpet. About the same moment. And you know what? This happened last time. What does the baby link up? Green carpet equals pain. Now, anytime they get near green carpet, the baby's screaming, crying, and no one can figure out why. Everybody's like, what's the matter with him? I don't know. He's freaking out. But he gets on the countertop, and he's willing to drop off again. Right? Till eventually the baby maybe figures out, hey, it's not the carpet, it's the over the edge. But that might take a little while. They may never. Some babies never figure it out. That's why some babies don't survive. Okay? Now, babies are the only ones who do this, who make up these false neuroassociations thinking it's green carpet that's hurting them rather than they're stepping off the edge, right? No. People are in a relationship, they search for the cause, they go, it's men, it's women, it's this person, it's mine, I'm all screwed up. They make generalizations that seem to be true. I'll give you an example. There's a woman in San Francisco many years ago who I was called in because she was a very famous artist and she'd lost all her creativity. So as I worked with her, I began to dig in, and what I found out was that right before she lost her creativity, I mean, she couldn't paint or write anymore. She's an amazing painter and a sculptor. And I found out that she was in the most passionate relationship of her entire life. She was so in love with this man, she couldn't believe it. She lived and died for him. As a result, he became the dominant focus of her life. And all of a sudden, one day, he just ended the relationship, completely unexpected to her. Just said, you know what, I can't take this commitment, I'm out of here, and he left. She was completely emotionally destroyed. She was the baby went splat. And when she went splat, she looked for what was unique to this moment when she felt all this pain. And what she decided was, right before she felt the pain, she was in a massive level of feelings of passion. So she linked up. I've never felt this passionate, so I've never been this hurt. Passion equals pain. Now, she did this all unconsciously. So as a result, what do you think drove all of her artwork, all of her painting, everything? The state of what? Passion. What do you think she avoided at all costs? Passion. Because her brain linked up, that passion was with the pain. So all I did was come in and get an awareness of what was going on, get her associated consequence, and then scramble that pattern. I got her to associate and see that was she feeling bad when she was passionate? Yes or no? No. She felt bad when she went into rejection. Passion didn't make her feel bad. She had miswired this. And I got her to see when she was most passionate, it was the happiest time of her life. Then I got her to see it wasn't she was screwed up. It wasn't that it was her passion. It was that this guy had his own fears about what commitment meant. He had a different set of associations she didn't, so he ran. Different set of values, different set of beliefs, different model of the world than she had. That's what it was. As soon as we got that changed and we did a little conditioning to make sure it stuck, bam, all her painting ability came back. Now people do weird stuff. I had a woman in a date with Destiny many years ago, raised her hand right after I was describing this, and she goes, oh my God, I think I understand what my problem is for the first time in my life. And I said, what's that? And she reached to her head and she pulled her head off. That's what it looked like. She pulled her hair off. And it was a wig, and she pulled off, she was completely bald with a couple little wisps of hair. And then she ripped off her eyebrows, which were glued on. And I was looking at her, everybody's like, look at her, and she goes, you're probably wondering why I'm doing this. And I said, yes. And she said, I have pulled out my hair every single day of my life since I was 12 years old. And she goes, I just figured out why. My father sexually abused me from the time I was 5 until I was 12. One day I was so freaked out, I was waiting for him to come, that I started pulling my hair out. When he came in the room, I was pulling my hair out, and he freaked out and he left me alone. And so I linked up that if I pull all my hair out, then I won't be abused. And she goes, so I've been doing it ever since. I said, is your father alive? She says, no, he's been dead for 10 years. I said, I bet you've been raped. And she looked at me, her eyes got this big. She goes, how did you know? I said, because you haven't dealt with the real cause, and in fact, you would invite the experience. You're wearing a wig. You're tearing out all your hair, but then you're wearing a wig, so you're still attractive. You have mixed neuroassociations. You want that sexual connection because it's love. You're craving total intimate love, but you don't want it because you think it's bad. So you do 2 steps forward, 1 step back. You put yourself in positions where you would feel like it wasn't your fault that you got this connection, even though it may have been a negative sense of connection, totally horrible sense of connection, it was still connection. If you don't give people love and attention for good things, will they do bad things, yes or no?
Yes.
You better believe it. So we helped her to shift, no more pulling out the hair, no reason for it because she broke that pattern of association. I just want you to get, everything we do is driven by these associations. Now, if you want to change your life then, you can find an individual situation where you've linked pain to something and now you avoid it and you can change it to pleasure, so now I move towards it. That's possible to do. Or you can take something like marriage and break those patterns and associate good things to it. or neutral things to it. You can make any of these changes. Those are easy to do, trust me, very easy. I've done them for years. I'm more interested in not just solving the one problem, I'm more interested in seeing you change your entire life, all in one fell swoop. I'm interested in global change. To make global change, instead of finding a specific instance that you've got a memory about and dealing with it, instead of doing that, what we're gonna do instead is change the system you have for making decisions. Change your system of evaluation. Because when two people experience an event, they don't experience the exact same event. They experience the event as they have interpreted it, or another word for that is the evaluation they've made, the meaning they came up with. And you have a system in your body, every one of us in this room, that has five parts. And how you use those five moving parts determines whether you're enraged or in love, whether something devastates you or drives you to make change.